KBOC is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOC.
Many of Yolanda Hart Stevens' clay and beadwork designs reflect a contemporary sensibility, but all stay true to her cultural and traditional roots. Yolanda is a tireless educator and a passionate advocate for the people and traditions of the Gila River Indian community.
When I was growing up, there were potters around. There were a lot of potters. There were people doing pottery, and I just thought it was going to be here. There were a lot of singers, bird singers, dancers, people like that. People always had Indian dresses and clothes. So I always thought I was going to be here. And I look around today, and there's next to none. Out of our Gila River Indian community enrollment, roughly 22,000, we've identified 15 people who know pottery from start to finish. Out of estimated 22,000 people, 15 people enrolled that are familiar with the process. Out of the 15 people, 5 are somewhat doing it, not full time, and that's just pottery. So how do you continue that? How do you maintain an oral tradition? How do you maintain a culture?
Complicated questions. But Yolanda is a woman of action. She joined friend and fellow artist Dorothea Sun Avery in 1991 to form the Pipash Project.
Pipash in our language means the people, and project is something ongoing. It's never finished.
Over the years, the ongoing project has led to a number of workshops designed to raise awareness of the traditional arts in the Gila River Indian community.
We were very successful in being able to write different grants to hire different people. Everything from basketry to pottery to song and dance.
The project has also coordinated with local schools to engage and expose students to the Heard Museum's successful student art project.
Student art is really a big event. And we would try to get the kids over there. And we've done, year after year, we take kids in there.
The project also supports the young artists with opportunities to sell and market their art, a step that can be intimidating for a young person.
Getting into the Heard Museum Fair show is very difficult. We have a booth there, and we try to introduce new young upcoming artists, just trying to share the information because it is very difficult when you're stepping out there. Sometimes you just have no idea where to go.
Yolanda Hart Stevens, traditional and contemporary artisan and mentor for the next generation. If you'd like to see images of Yolanda's work, visit kbaq.org. I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial Legacy Project, supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council and produced by 89.5 KBOC.